Wednesday, July 26, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. We think the cash corn market is at or near low. Much of it has to do with the basis. Basis at elevators range from 58 to 61 cents under Chicago in our locale. It is typically no worse than that at harvest, and we think that the basis at harvest may be better than that this year. The market is taking advantage of the farmers with corn in the bin who feel compelled to move it ahead of harvest. Corn is cheap enough now to force farmers to make new decisions. They will find a way to avoid this basis hole. Western Corn Belt ethanol plants have to get a lot of corn trucked in from the Dakotas, where crops have been severely damaged by drought. South Dakota is a disaster. Farmers in the Dakotas have stopped selling as they fear regional shortfall in production and supply next year. There will be less corn moving east from the Dakotas. We believe that we have seen a couple of cent improvement in the ethanol plant basis as the supply they get from the Dakotas has dropped off. Farmers with terrible crops will keep some old crop corn to compensate. There will be a shorter corn crop in the Western Corn Belt. There will be no record yields given heat stress. Given new storage capacity that was built, plenty of storage will be available this fall. Regardless of the market, there should be good reason for the basis to improve in the Western Corn Belt next year. There should be some market improvement as well. Here is an interesting benchmark. Since 1991, the fall guaranteed crop insurance price for corn has never been below the spring price more than 4 years in a row. Last year was year four in a sequence of lower fall prices compared to the spring price. The fall price is the average for December corn for the month of October. The spring price this year was $3.96. That would suggest that the current price of December corn is lower than it will be at harvest. It would not be hard to see some basis improvement too. Many corn buyers will wait for fall to buy corn because that is what they are used to doing, when the bargain may be the current market. End users are on the winning side of the current basis, and if they can get farmers to sell corn this way, they should oblige them by buying it. The price of corn should work for anything they want to do with it. If end users don't make money, it will not be because they paid too much for corn. The bottom line, the way I see it, is that subsoil moisture reserves have been nearly depleted. The crops on light soils have already been collapsing. Recent rains have been inadequate to meet crop requirements, and corn moisture usage doesn't drop off much after pollination. Hot temperatures have stressed corn enough for yield loss already. There's no general rain forecast that would stabilize crop condition ratings, and the temperatures begin to rise again in extended forecast. That would bring down the corn yield further and start to weigh harder on soybean condition. The soybeans have been waiting for rain. Sweet corn is often considered the bellwether for the yellow corn crop. Last year we had great sweet corn and harvested a near-record corn crop. Someone just told me they had canned some sweet corn planted in mid-April and said that it was the worst sweet corn tipped back with shallow kernels that they could ever remember. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. We had gotten 51/100ths of an inch Wednesday by the timing of this report, bringing our monthly total here to 1.34, which compares to 4.06 inches, which is the normal average for the month, 33% of normal. The last time we gauged over an inch in a single rain was May 21st. We got 3.07 inches in June, with 4.41 the average for that month. That means that we were over 4 inches short of the average rainfall here for the months of June and July. Thank goodness for subsoil moisture. I turned my corn puts into corn calls Wednesday. Minimum technical requirements were met for my C-wave correction in soybeans to be complete. On the hogs, packers killed 444,000 head of hogs Tuesday, which was near the prior industry kill capacity. The Windham, Minnesota plant has come online, adding a few thousand head. The Seaboard Triumph Foods plant in Sioux City will not come online until September. That was delayed from their initial schedule, which would have had them having started that kill by now. I will assume these integrated supply chains made provisions for expanding their hog production, so the timing of there being more hogs and how smooth the startups get going can impact the market if they do not jive. Too many hogs too soon could be a problem. We want those plants to get up online killing hogs as quickly as possible. On cattle, CME Group economists calculate that cattle on feed 120 days or longer to be down 8% year to year in August. Feedlots are still very current. There may be a wall of cattle coming later this year, so the industry will be challenged to stay current. Probably the best thing that could happen is for the futures market deferred contracts to fall discount to cash. The industry always markets better when it thinks that extending the feeding period will lose money. Packers still have margins to give them incentive to kill cattle. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.